It's time for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup, and I'm joined by Claire Ordworth, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Claire, how are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm very well, thank you.
This week we have an opportunity for people to help to rename an RNIB support service, a request to help out with research in the West Midlands about the effect of the COVID pandemic on visually impaired people's ability to keep active, and a call out for blind and partially sighted women. Claire, we start with that request for help with renaming the RNIB very important mental health service.
Yes, Toby. So just to give you a bit of background on this service, this is offered by RNIB. It's called Emergency Mental Health Sessions, or at least that's what it's called at the moment. And these sessions provide one-off emotional support to help people with sight loss during the coronavirus pandemic. So our sight loss advice service has worked with Mind, that's the mental health charity, to offer these free sessions over the phone. And they are done by the British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy. So these are registered counsellors with sight loss experience. And they will give participants emotional support during what is a very difficult time still for people. But we want to make sure that we have named this service appropriately. And we want to know what you think of the name Emergency Mental Health Sessions. So you can actually help us to choose a new name to ensure that it is relevant and is really reflecting what the service is offering customers. And we're gathering your feedback on this in a short poll. So this quick poll will be open until 5 o'clock on Tuesday, the 13th of April. And to complete it via email, please email involvement@rnib.org.uk. Or to complete it over the phone, if you'd prefer, please call 02081 751 491. That's 02081 751 491, and that telephone line is available from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday.
Now we come to that request for visually impaired people to help out with some research in the West Midlands about the impact of the COVID pandemic on blind and partially sighted people's ability to keep active and get fit.
Yes, this is a piece of research being carried out by West Midlands Combined Authority along with Midland MenCap. And these organisations have a growing concern that there are thousands of disabled people across the West Midlands region whose experience of the pandemic is just not really being told. They believe that many people are not getting the chance to talk about how COVID has impacted their lives, specifically around exercise. So apparently in the West Midlands, nearly 1 in 5 people are either disabled or have a long-term health condition. And of that number, 45% do little to no physical activity. Now, isolation and loneliness, which can of course lead to anxiety and depression, has obviously been one of the major social impacts of lockdown. And disabled people who are shielding in many cases are particularly vulnerable, being unable perhaps to leave their home at the moment. So these two organisations are hoping to connect with disabled people who may be feeling abandoned during lockdown and to help them identify the barriers to being more active, and particularly as the country starts to reopen again. So if you are from the West Midlands yourself and have a disability, they would really like to hear how lockdown has affected your ability to access exercise and to talk about what can be done to help you be more active in future. So to share your experiences, you can email Ashley Jones. Her email address is Ashley, and that's ashleigh.jones@midlandmencap.org.uk, or you can give her a call on 07912 269035. That's 07912 269035.
Finally, Claire, that call out to hear from blind and partially sighted women.
Yes, this is just a very short survey, Toby, that we are running to find out more about blind and partially sighted women's experiences so that we can make sure that your voices are being heard. Now, there's actually only two questions here, so it's a very quick survey to complete, but on a very important issue. And we can assure you that all your responses are going to be completely anonymous. We will keep you updated on how your feedback will be used in our work to amplify the voices of women. So if you can spare a couple of minutes and would like to take part, please email involvement@rnib.org.uk and we will send you that survey to complete.
Claire, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about, or if they would like to know a little bit more about Connect Voices, where can they go to find out more, take part in these and other great opportunities?
Well, we would love to see any of your listeners over on our online Connect Voices group. This is where we post all the latest involvement opportunities, both from RNIB and also external organisations, such as the West Midlands opportunity that we mentioned today. You can email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information on that or on any of the opportunities that we mentioned today. Now, if you're already on Facebook, really easy, just log in and search for RNIB Connect Voices and you will be brought straight to our Facebook group. And you can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show. And you can access that clip at any time, either on Audioboom or by calling RNIB's telephone information line, which you can get on 0203 432 1488.
Thank you, Claire Ordworth, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby. I'll chat to you next time.